Trade is carried on with the natives by means of a standard valuation, called in some parts of the country a casta. This is to obviate the necessity of circulating money, of which there is little or none, excepting in the colony of Red River. Probably a trader tells an Indian, after looking over his furs, that he has got 50 or 60 castas. At the same time he hands to him 50 or 60 little bits of wood in lieu of cash, so that the latter may know, by returning these in payment of the goods, for which he really exchanges his skin, how fast his funds decrease. Having selected the blankets, knives, and other articles which he wishes to purchase, to the extent that his wooden money will admit of, he packs up his goods, and departs to show his treasures to his wife. The value of a casta is from 1 to 2 shillings. The natives generally visit the trading establishments twice a year, once in October, when they bring in the produce of their autumn hunts, and again in March, when they come in with that of the great winter hunt. The number of castas that an Indian makes in a winter hunt varies from 50 to 200, according to his perseverance and activity, and the part of the country in which he hunts. The largest amount I have ever heard of made by one man was 260 castas. The poor fellow was soon afterwards poisoned by his relatives, who were jealous of his superior abilities as a hunter, and envious of the favour shown him by the white man. After the furs are collected in spring at all the different outposts, they are packed in conveniently sized bales and forwarded, by means of boats and canoes, to the depots on the sea coast, whence they are transported to England. The whole country in summer is, consequently, in commotion with the passing and repassing of brigades of boats laden with bales of merchandise and furs. The still waters of the lakes and rivers are rippled by the paddle and the oar, and the long silent echoes, which have slumbered in the icy embrace of a dreary winter, are now once more awakened by the merry voice and tuneful song of the hardy voyager.